For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Many Americans say it's worth a few extra bucks to buy U.S.-grown beef, but today, meat can be marked product of the USA as long as it was packaged here. The former law, known as COOL, Country of Origin Labeling, was repealed 7 years ago. Bill Bullard with the advocacy group RCAF USA says imports and consolidation hurt both consumers and independent cattle ranchers.
We are definitely in a serious crisis right now as an industry.
Bullard supports the new American Beef Labeling Act now before Congress.
Labeling would empower consumers to reignite competitive market forces in the entire beef supply chain.
The skyrocketing cost of tillable land and farm consolidation has shut out thousands of small operators. Of those that remain, it's harder for women to gain ownership, despite having management roles in over 51% of farms, according to the USDA.
Until the 70s, women weren't guaranteed the ability to even own land or have access to credit. So we're playing catch up a little bit here.
Chris Marion is with Wisconsin Women in Conservation. While the laws have caught up, social practices have not. Her group has specific outreach programs to teach women best practices that men may be sharing at the feed store.
We want to connect people to the resources that can make those dreams come alive.
Help is on the way to 25 rural communities. Xander Brown has more.
USDA field staff will provide direct assistance to troubleshoot the grant application process in communities across Arizona, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, and New Mexico. The pilot program is designed to help communities that most need the funding. Here's Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
They're going to be able to be there so that they can work on a day-to-day basis, to be able to identify what the vision is for the area and how federal programs can best make that vision a reality.
The expectation is that those hired are already active in their communities, said Cassandra Williams with Mississippi's Hope Credit Union.
My hope is that they'll have people that look like the resident, you know, people from those communities.
Moving forward, Vilsack said hiring from within communities will continue to be prioritized as the Rural Partners Network grows. I'm Xander Brown.
More than 40% of today's college students have full-time jobs.
What we're typically finding more and more of is for rural students, higher education really means part-time education.
Open Campus journalist Nick Farizos says 40% of college students are now 25 or older, and universities are using creative outreach strategies and flexible coursework to boost rural enrollment.
I think it's a mistake to focus too much on how can we convince people this degree is good for you, and instead saying, hey, what are your needs and how can we meet them?
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.